Group D of the Ibecta Diffa Tournament of Champions promises fierce battles between three exciting debaters. Olaloye Toluwalase dazzled us last May, but was stopped by Hamid Olarinwaju. If he wants to settle that score, he'll need to emerge from this group. But will Stephanie Ame let him? The August runner-up is here to prove she could have won it all. But to be the girl, she has to beat the girl. Esther Bewaji's fans will love that Group D debates on Thursdays because they say Thursdays are for legends. She smashed scoring records on her cruise to the championship in May, and all that is left between her and the three other champions are the two challengers in this group. This March, it's the Ibecta Diffa Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM and Wasobia Max TV.
Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You've just heard the business news update. You're back on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Hard Facts Awards. Thank you very much. I love this segment because I get to have a good time. Thank you. Now, every Friday at 4, we look back at the stories we've talked about during the week. And from those stories, I will nominate people, organizations, and events for different awards. And you pick the winners. Now, here are the awards that we're going to be giving out today. Worst story of the week. Best story of the week. Caller of the week. Nawa story of the week. This award is for something that happened and left you scratching your head. So it's real simple. For each category, I'll list the nominees. Then you call me or you message me on WhatsApp and you tell me who won. It's very simple. Just you listen, you're like, this one deserves to get this award or that one deserves to get this award. And you call me on 07000-993-993-993-01465-7190. Now, let's start with my least favorite category, worst story of the week. In the category of worst story of the week, the nominees are the Naira Note Ultimate Search, lawyers accusing the Supreme Court of overstepping, the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Now, let me give you a bit of detail on some of these stories. Now, with the Naira Notes, I'm talking about how hard it has been for Nigerians to access their own money. We have seen the long queues at banks, at bank counters, at ATMs. We have ATMs not dispensing cash. We have banks saying it's because they're not configured, because CBN is rationing notes. EFCC and ICPC say the banks are hoarding the notes. POS agents are shutting down. The ones that are not shutting down, people are having to pay them 25% to get cash. It's a whole mess. So that's why that story is a nominee for worst story of this week. The second nominee is connected to this. The Supreme Court gave an order suspending the Naira swap deadline. Deadline should have been today. Now, some Nigerians disagree. Some believe that the Supreme Court should have let it happen. Others say that the Supreme Court actually broke the law because they don't have the jurisdiction to hear this case. We've seen the Attorney General, for instance, question it. We've seen many lawyers, including Inibe Efiong, for example, question it. That's why it is, because I mean, if the deadline was for real, maybe we'll start to see some relief by now. That's why it's a nominee for worst story of the week. The third nominee is the earthquake. 21,000 people confirmed dead so far. About 80,000 people injured. Syria and Turkey, they're really going through it at the moment. So those are our nominees for worst story of the week. Lagos, over to you to vote. Women, call us on 01-465-7190. 01 0465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We want WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. I'm going to take 10 calls. I'll take 10 calls and I'll take 10 WhatsApp messages and we'll call it a day on the first category, worst story of the week. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
My lady. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
The name is Omenka John.
Omenka John, which story is the worst one for you?
The worst one? Sandra, I have to tell you the truth. Okay. Except you are not humane.
Mm.
Turkey and Syria is the worst story of the week.
All right. Turkey and Syria for Omenka John, worst story of the week. 99.3.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is Lucky Lola from Maguru.
Lucky, worst story of the week for you?
These are nominations. They are very tight. But let me go for the first one because in searching for the new Naira note and the old ones, some people got shot. Even some people saved, they died. So I'm going for the first one.
The first one, the ultimate search for new Naira notes. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Mercy from Ikorodu.
Mercy, what story of the week for you?
That talking, the thing really hit hard, though.
It really hit hard, though.
My worst story of the year.
Worst story of the year. Okay, all right, Mercy. 99.3, hello.
Afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Samuel.
Samuel, what story of the week?
Naira crash.
Naira search.
Yes.
Okay, the search for the new Naira notes. Thank you very much for calling. So we have 4 votes so far. I'm going to take 6 more calls and then I'll go to WhatsApp. 99.3, sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening, Ma.
How you doing, Ma? What's your name?
Okay, my name is Elizabeth.
Welcome.
From
Elizabeth from Mushin, welcome. What's the worst story this week for you?
The worst one is this Syria and Turkey. Very, very serious.
Yes.
Very, very serious.
Yes, yes. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Elizabeth from Mushin, for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Alex from Aja.
Alex from Aja, your worst story of the week?
Scarcity of Naira notes.
Scarcity of Naira notes. All right, Alex from Aja. Thank you very much for calling. Lagos, if you just tuned in and you're wondering what we're doing, we have an award show on Hard Facts where we look back at the stories we talked about in that particular week. From those stories, I nominate people, organizations, and events for different awards. And you vote for who should get the award. Today, we started with the worst story of the week. And story one is the Naira Notes ultimate search. Story two, lawyers arguing about the Supreme Court overstepping because, of course, the Supreme Court gave an order suspending the Naira swap deadline. And then our third nominee is the earthquake. 21,000 confirmed dead so far, about 80,000 injured. Those two countries, Turkey and Syria, they're really going through it at the moment. We have 6 votes so far. We need 4 more from the phones and then we'll go over to WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. I unfortunately don't have access to Twitter or Facebook. So if you're voting on Twitter or Facebook, I won't be able to count your votes. I'm so sorry about that. But please reach out to us over the phone. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hi, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Sade.
Sade with a PVC.
Hey.
Hey, what's your worst story?
Syria, Turkey. It's got to be. That's so sad.
Okay, all right. It's interesting that the women are voting for Syria and Turkey. And, you know, the men are voting for Naira Hunt. 99.3, hello.
Sandra, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, good job, my sister. Kinsley.
Kingsley, what's the worst story of the week as far as you're concerned?
Sandra, the issue of money, I know we'll survive it. That is the only thing. Not that the tension is on the air.
Okay.
Then the in terms of court ruling between Supreme Court and some lawyers, it just kettle calling pot black, Sandra.
Okay.
So, and the truth is this. I was here this morning about Turkey and Syria. That is the simple truth.
Okay.
I don't know. And I respect you from air, telling us that I have seen our brother, Christian Asu.
Mm.
And I had this video this afternoon that they never even... In fact, Sandra, they got said that... Which one?
Worst story of the week. Kingsley, worst story of the week.
Turkey.
Thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Yes.
How you doing? What's your name, sir? Hello? Are you there? You're not there. 99.3.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
My name is Victor.
Victor, welcome.
Yeah, about Turkey, they are listening and this earthquake.
Hmm. That's the worst story of the week?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling. One more vote and we'll call it a day for the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
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 Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, the earthquake is the worst this
For this week.
It means thousands of lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's your own. Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. All right. So we have the final vote from the phone lines voting for the earthquake as the worst story this week. Let's go to WhatsApp and see if WhatsApp agrees with people who are calling us on the phone lines. Again, WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Amadu from Ikpaja says that the worst story is Turkey and Syria. We've got Ufoma from Ikorodu also voting for Turkey and Syria. We've got Ade from Ayobo voting for the Naira Wahala. We've got Believe in Ojo voting for the earthquake in Syria. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 votes so far. Am I right? Hold on. Let me make sure I'm right. 1, 2, 3. Okay, no, that's 3. Have I taken this one? Okay, no, I haven't. Okay, so this is the 4th one now. Boyson from Afromedia also voting for Turkey and Syria. All right, let's go back down so that we can see some of the earlier votes because a lot of votes are coming in now and I want to count some of the earlier votes. Felix says the earthquake is the worst story. Comrade Akban Silas says the ultimate search for the new Naira notes is the worst story. We've got Banky from Kola Alakuko says worst story is the ultimate search for new Naira notes. Let's see how many so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, so 3 more votes and we'll call it a day. Smart from Ijesha says new Naira because we start from home here, even though the Turkey story is a sad one. All right. And here's the final... This is not the final vote. Josh from Ojodu says, the worst story of the week is the Turkey-Syria earthquake. The WHO has even warned that survivors of the earthquake, many of whom are homeless, could face a secondary disaster as cold and snow are leading to worsening and horrific conditions. All right, Josh, thank you for your message. And the last message I'll take in this category is from Polycap. Polycap says, I'm voting for the hardship the Nigerians are going through. All right. But voting for Nigeria hardship, that's not a nominee now. My guy, Polycap, that's not a nominee now. Eh? Let's look for somebody else. Sandra, I'm not a ghost. Okay. This person is voting for ultimate search for Naira. Oh, Daddy K, why are you informing me that you're not a ghost? Okay. All right, let's count the votes. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All right. And we have the earthquake in Turkey and Syria winning the category Worst Story of the Week. All right. Thank you very much, Lagos, for voting in that category. Let's go over to a category that I actually enjoy now. Best Story of the Week. This week, we had some really, really good stories. Some really good ones. So, in the category for Best Story of the Week, the nominees are NUC ordering universities to close for elections, INEC staff arrested for extorting voters for PVC, the Supreme Court pausing the Naira swap deadline, a 9-year-old Nigerian-American graduating from high school, police in Anambra arresting a woman for child trafficking. Yesterday on The Big Three, I told you about the two women in Enugu making people pay 1,000 naira to get their PVC. One of them is an INEC employee. The other one is her friend. The friend was caught on video. It went viral. That's what the police saw and got involved. Now they're being charged. Our second nominee is the Supreme Court order again. So it's in more than one category, right? Now, this time we're looking at it from the positive angle, because if not for that order, lots of people would have been stranded today. So for some Nigerian, it's a good thing. Do you agree? Our third nominee is David Balogun. David Balogun is 9 years old. He lives in the USA. He just graduated from secondary school. 9 years old. A genius. Our fourth nominee is yet another arrest. This one was in Anambra. A woman forced four teenage girls into prostitution. She took them from Akwa Ibom to Anambra, claiming she was taking them to Delta to work as waitresses. And now she's behind bars. And our final nominee is the NUC, the Union Guarding and Guiding Universities in Nigeria, ordering universities to shut down operations from February 22nd all the way until March 14th for the elections. So students get to participate in the 2023 general and gubernatorial elections. These are our nominees. Who gets your vote? Best Story of the Week. I tell you, say the nominees plenty for this one. So you have NUC ordering universities to close for elections, INEC staff arrested for extorting voters for PVC, Supreme Court pausing the Naira swap deadline, a 9-year-old Nigerian-American graduating from high school, police in Anambra arrested a woman for child trafficking. Who gets your vote? Let's do it. Let's do it very quickly. 01465-7190. That's women. 0700-993-993-993. That's men. WhatsApp 08095975805. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Yeah, President Sandra.
Good day. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is your senior special advisor.
Welcome. What do you vote?
I go with the police in Anambra that rescued those four girls, right?
Okay.
Yes, I go with that one. Good news.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Okay, my name is Doris.
Doris, what's your best story from this week?
Okay, my best story is INEC staff being caught for extorting people.
Okay, all right. Okay. INEC staff being arrested for extorting people. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm not entitled to vote again.
No, yeah, you are entitled to vote again, yes.
I go for university.
Universities. All right, universities. Thank you very much for calling to vote. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Yes.
Can I vote again?
Yes, you can.
Okay, the university being asked to close for elections.
University is closing for elections. Yeah, thank you for calling. 99.3.
Lucky Lola.
Lucky, who are you voting for?
That 9 year old guy.
The 9 year old boy graduating from secondary school. 99.3. Hello?
Hello?
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Is that Nigeria Info?
Yes, this is Nigeria Info. What's your name, sir?
Okay, thank you. I'm nominating universities to be closed.
Universities being closed. All right. Thank you very much for calling and for voting. We have 6 votes. We need 4 more from the phone lines. 99.3.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, what story is the best one this week?
We want that police arrest that woman in Anambra.
Okay, the police arresting the woman who trafficked 4 girls. All right. We need how many more votes now? 3. 3 more votes. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
What's your name, ma'am?
Altine.
Altine, who are you voting?
I'm voting the 9-year-old.
The 9-year-old genius. All right. Thank you, Altine, for calling to vote. 2 more votes. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
John, calling for next year.
John, university closure. All right. And the final votes from the phones. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Who are you voting?
I'm voting for the 9-year-old boy.
The 9-year-old boy graduating from high school. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll go to WhatsApp for more of your votes. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We still have Nawa story coming.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the award show, the Hard Facts Awards, and it happens every Friday from 4 to 5 o'clock. Now, before the break, you voted that the earthquake in Turkey and Syria is the worst story of this week. Right now, we are voting for the best story of the week. Our nominees for best story of the week are NUC ordering universities to close for elections, INEC staff arrested for extorting voters for PVC, Supreme Court pausing the Naira swap deadline, a 9-year-old Nigerian-American graduating from high school, police in Anambra arresting a woman for child trafficking. So far, we've gotten 10 votes from the phone lines. Now let's go to WhatsApp and get another 10 votes, and then we'll decide the winner. Lanre from Ikoyi says the 9-year-old Nigerian-American boy gets his vote. We've got this one here from Austin. Austin says the 9-year-old boy gets his vote. Taiwo from Ota is voting the 9-year-old boy. Joshua voting the 9-year-old boy. Joshua Nze is voting the 9-year-old boy. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 votes. We've got Brother Happiness voting for university closure. We've got Ayobami voting for the 9-year-old boy. So 6 votes. We need 4 more. We've got this vote here from Emmanuel Ngode. Emmanuel votes for the human trafficker who was arrested. 3 more votes. Stephen Inagege votes for universities closing for elections. We've got Darlington voting for the 9-year-old boy. We need 1 more vote. Let me see, okay, fine. I'm going to scroll all the way up and see the most recent message that we just received. This one is from Believe in Ojo. Believe just voted that the 9-year-old boy is his best story of the week. All right, now let's count. The INEC staff arrested for extortion got 1 vote. We've got police in Anambra arresting a woman for child trafficking with 3 votes. The winner of this category got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 votes. And your vote for best story of the week goes to the 9-year-old boy who graduated from secondary school. Congratulations to our 9-year-old Nigerian American David Balogun. He wants to be an astrophysicist. He lives in the US. He just graduated a high school and he's closer to that dream of becoming a physicist, an astrophysicist. Okay. Now, the next category is caller of the week. Lagos, this one is you. Caller of the week. Now, the caller of the week is the caller who calls in and says the most insightful thing. And we have two nominees today. Our first nominee was this caller who talked to me about the reconfiguration of ATMs. Jibril, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sandra?
I'm okay. Thanks for joining us. Where are you joining from?
I'm joining from Alberta in Canada.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, like, why the Naira note scarcity is, you know, becoming such, well, is expected because of how our society is configured, you know. But still, the currencies are expected to be scarce. That's part of the future of currencies.
That's right.
However, like, I'll talk to you as someone that's been ATM custodian for a long time.
Okay.
Now, if you get new notes and you want to configure the notes, it's a very sensitive process that if you're not careful, you'll probably have your 500 Naira ATM paying out 1,000 if it's not done properly. So we usually would rely on the vendors, for NCR machines, for instance, you rely on their technicians to come in and fix it. Now, in a situation where it's not a local problem, it's not just you, it's now a national demand. So you can expect that demand for the technicians will be high, and there will be very limited number of technicians available to do these things. So you can expect those ATMs to take time to be configured. That's one. And honestly, 6 million, like I watched the video and they said 6 million was in the branch for the ATM. A single ATM would expect to be loaded fully with 7 million Naira. So what are you saying? You're saying you send 6 million to a branch and you are posting that as if you're just blackmailing these banks for all I care for. If these CBN guys know these things, that a single ATM fully loaded requires 7 million Naira and you have 6 million in the branch and you're telling them that they have enough money. That's unfair, honestly. I'm not there, but if I was there, that's how I would feel. I honestly think this is the worst time you want to be a banker in Nigeria right now. Because everybody's looking at you like you are the problem.
Right.
Thank you, Sandra. That's what I have to say this morning.
Jibril, thank you so much for calling. Jibril joining us from Canada with that opinion. I thought it was really, really insightful. Our second nominee, this caller, when we were discussing INEC relying on MC Olomo for election logistics. TA is on the line. Hi, TA.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Concerning this INEC and MC Olomo issue, I don't know if you recall 2019. I don't know. Were you in Nigeria Info in 2019?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so this same issue was discussed in 2019. Because people also protested, people talked and said, why is INEC going to be using NULTW every time? And I remember that INEC was saying that at that time that is what they had, but that they will have to think of ways to make sure that in the next election,
they don't have that.
That they will not be using NURTW.
Right.
So what has INEC been doing for 4 years with all the budget that has been released for over 4 years, with the staff that they have? What have they been thinking? So that means that they have been lazy. They have been lethargic about working on how to source for other means of transporting electoral materials. They have so much relied on this NURTW and stuff that they don't think anything again, that, okay, it's only NURTW that we are going to use. And now you want an election and you are saying that you want to give us a transparent election, but you must also remember that not only will you give us a transparent election, but it must also appear to be transparent to the people that are going to be voting. So if I am already having a consciousness of the fact that MC Oluomo, who has done a show of force for Tinubu.
Mm-hmm.
A show of force in Lagos, not once, not twice, mm-hmm. for Tinubu.
Mm-hmm.
He's now the same person that will be taking the electoral materials and knowing the antecedents of what they did in last election in 2019 in Okota and the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And you are now saying that they are the same person that will transfer the election. Then INEC is in his own self going to be the one to scuttle this, to destroy this election that we are talking about, and they will have themselves to blame for it. So INEC should do the needful. This man, this MREC, or what is his name, Mr. Sheguagwaji,
mm-hmm.
that man needs to be removed from Lagos, because he is going to cause a lot of violence, a lot of trouble in Lagos if that man is not removed. So INEC should do the needful. They should stop telling us every 4 years that they don't have any option than any RCW. What is there if you call for a volunteer that, okay, everyone, we need 5,000 vehicles. Call for people that have vehicles, screen them, and there are so many vehicles in Lagos. Screen them and make sure that these people know the areas that you want to carry the election materials to. It's not a rocket science.
Mm.
They do it in other places. So why is INEC own different?
Mm.
Except there is something that is fishy out there. So I just don't know. This Nigeria, they just want everything. They are just fighting against us masses. I don't know. I'm just tired.
Thank you very much for calling, TA. So you have Jibril and you have TA. Who gets your vote as caller of the week? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. I'm going to take 10 calls and then I'll go back to WhatsApp. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Yes, Sandra.
How you doing?
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Very good.
What's your name?
Joe Baba.
Joe Baba, who do you vote?
Yeah, I listened to TA, mm-hmm. On that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then even though Jubilee made his telling, good and, contribution, mm-hmm. but I will go with TA.
All right, you're going with
Thank
TA.
You
Thank you very much, Joe Baba, for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Who gets your vote? What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, Sandra, Altine, I'll go for Jibril.
Jibril gets Altine's vote. All right, thank you for calling. 99.3, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am? What's your name, sir?
Bernard, I'm voting for TA.
You're voting for TA. All right, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm voting for the Nigerian man who is 7 months the INEC used.
All right, thank you very much for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Legacy from Ikeja.
Legacy, who gets your vote? Call of the week.
Both of them, man. TA for me. That was deep. I felt it deep down.
All right, TA for you. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Sandra.
Hi. What's your name?
Shade, I didn't get the nomination.
Shade, you will get
generally,
it.
I vote for Jibril.
You're voting for Jibril. Okay, all right. Thanks for calling. Shade said she didn't get the nomination. 99.3, hello. Hello? Ah, sorry, mommy. But I was already sitting down. I don't know why mommy will say I should sit down. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, President Sandra.
Welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
Yeah. Advisor.
All right, who gets your vote?
I go for Jibril. Quit me in the CB and all they've been telling us is Bubu Yaya. So I go with Jibril.
Jibril for Mr. Special Advisor, 99.3.
Hello.
Hello.
Sandra.
What's your name, ma'am?
Felicia is my name. I go with TA.
TA for Felicia. All right, Felicia, thank you so much for calling. We have 8 votes so far. I need 2 more. 99.3.
Hello, Mercy from Ikorodu.
Mercy, who gets your vote?
So, giving NURTW is like giving a bone to the dog.
Okay.
Asking whether the dog will eat the bone.
Okay.
So I go with
TA.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Our final vote from the phone lines. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir.
I think I will vote for that guy who called from overseas.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Let's go to WhatsApp now. WhatsApp is 080. 0803-959-75805. Yetunde, vote now. Instead of it was day day, they asked me why. Vote, vote, vote. All right, we've got Mark from Aja voting for Jibril. Why give fish to cat? I'm not sure it's Jibril you want to vote for, but okay, since you have said Jibril, let me write it there. Abi, should I do invalid vote? Should I invalidate this vote? We've got Ovier. Ovier says he's voting for Jibril. Victoria voting for the second caller, TA. We've got Rashid. Rashid says, Sandra, you should have selected based on the same topic. To be honest, both of them spoke eloquently on their various topics, so I vote for both of them. Okay, Rashid, I just invalidated your vote. You can't vote for two people. When you go to election, will you go and vote for two political parties on the same, you know, ballot? Basil from Ikorodu is voting for TA. Okay, all right. Okay, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. All right. So we need, how many more do we need? Hold on. Sorry. My math is not mathing. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. All right. So we need 6 more votes. 6 more votes. 6 more votes. We've got Oma Leonoja voting for the person that talked about MC Olomo. That's TA. Okay. Anonymous is voting for TA. Okay. Omo, TA's structure is stronger. all right, Charles from Agege says TA is my caller of the week. Ayodele says TA is my caller of the week. TA structure is very, very powerful. Huh? Here's another vote here. Abayomi George is voting. Abayomi, we finished with that one. You're taking us back. Ah. Okay, hold on. Let me just go to the top of this list because so many messages are coming in. It's hard to keep up. Thank God is voting for TA. Let me see. How many votes do we have so far? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. I need one more vote because we have 19 here. So one more vote. We've got Mommy E from Ebutemeta. Mommy E from Ebutemeta voted for Jibril. And Lagos, your votes have been counted. And you voted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Wait, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 13 votes to 7 for the caller of this week. TA, who joins us from Finland. Congratulations, TA. You are our caller this week. TA called in to talk about why INEC was collaborating with MC Olomo. Which brings us to our final category for this week. Nawa story of the week. Now, the Nawa story, the Nawa category is for a story you hear and it makes you scratch your head or makes you say, Nawa. And in the category for Nawa story of the week, the nominees are the Supreme Court order again. The Supreme Court replacing Machina with Lawan. Wike going to court. INEC liking an anti-OB tweet. The debate over MC Olomo and INEC logistics. So first of all, Supreme Court order again, because I mean, it is a Nawa story now, Lagos. The fact that it's causing so much debate is a Nawa situation. The fact that the Supreme Court is being accused of breaking the law is a Nawa situation. Now, the Supreme Court has a second Nawa story. They upheld INEC's decision to give Ahmed Lawan the Senate ticket, even though he contested for the presidential primary. The third Nawa story, Nyesom Wike going to court to stop the PDP from punishing him for anti-party activities. Remember, Wike was daring the party to move against him while he refused to endorse Atiku Abubakar. Suddenly, Wike don't run, go court. Yesterday, INEC announced that, yes, someone on its staff liked a tweet attacking Peter Obi. INEC acknowledged that it's not supposed to take positions that favor or oppose a candidate. That's why this story is a nominee for Nawa Story of the Week. And our final nominee is this INEC logistics matter in Lagos. Usually, INEC uses NURTW as its logistics partner. But this time, they want to use the Parks and Garages Committee, MC Olomo's group. Opposition parties are kicking against this since MC Olomo has campaigned for the APC in the past, even reportedly organized a pro-Tinubu rally. INEC says its hands are tied because NURTW is proscribed in Lagos. PDP says governor doesn't have the legal right to proscribe any group without going to court. So these are our nominees. For Nawa Story of the Week, Lagos, it's now up to you. Who gets your vote? Nawa Story of the Week. The Supreme Court order to not pause on implementation of the deadline for Naira swap. The Supreme Court replacing Machina with Lawan. Wike going to court. INEC liking an anti-OB tweet. The debate over MC Olomo and INEC logistics. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Who gets your vote? Hello, what's your name? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What? Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra. This is Legacy again.
Legacy, welcome back. Who gets your vote?
Yeah, it's the Machina on field.
The Machina story for you, my guy. Thanks for calling. 99.3.
Hello, Felicia again.
Felicia, who gets your vote?
Machina.
Machina gets Felicia's vote.
Nawa,
my sister. 99.3. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Elizabeth is my name. I'm here again.
Who gets your vote, Elizabeth?
Lawan Machina in the Supreme Court.
Lawan Machina, Supreme Court. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah. Lawan Machina.
Lawan Machina gets your vote. Okay.
99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
What's your name, ma'am?
Altine.
Altine, who gets your vote? Altine, no! Ah! 99.3?
Machina's the future lawyer. Just, I'm giving him the vote. Shade. Okay. Honestly, he must not let that thing go. Thank you.
Thank you, Shade, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Machina Lawal, Sandra, Kingsley calling.
Kingsley, thank you. Machina Lawal for Kingsley, 99.3. Hello? Okay, come on. When you call us, you turn that radio off. 99.3? Hello? Hello, how you doing? Who gets your vote?
Machina.
Machina, all right. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good evening.
Who gets your vote?
Machina and Lawal story.
All right. We need two more votes. Two more votes. 99.3. Hello. Hey, who is this person now? 99.3. Hey, God. What is that? 99.3. Okay. That's my cue to take a break.